Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Pesach, that we speak a bit about Sfiras Weimar. And our sheet today, this is a lengthy sheet, we have 16 different sources, touching upon various different sugyas. And it all starts in Parshas Emor. Usfatem lechem emochus ha-shabes miyoyim aviyachem esoyim aratnufo. Shabes shabosos tamimois tehiyeno. So, does this yeshiva daven nusach Sfarad or nusach Ashkenaz? Nusach Ashkenaz. So I don't know whether you say the Rishem Yechud before Sfiras Weimar. It is in all the Ashkenazi Sidurim. I say, when it comes to Sfiras Weimar, everybody is a chosid. I don't know why. But in every Ashkenazi Sidur, we find the Rishem Yechud and Rabbi Nishal Olam. So even if you don't remember the Chumash, you remember this Pasuk. Kusvartim lachem amochus ha-shabes miyoyim aviyachem esayim ha-tnufo. Shabes shabosis tmim oistiyenu ad mamochus ha-shabes tisburu ha-mishim yoyim. Is there a mitzvah to count days or weeks? There is another Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Shabes shabois tisburacho mochel chavish bakamo. Tochoy lispo shabes shabois. And the Gemara says in Menoches, mitzvah lemimne yoyima, mitzvah lemimne shavui. You need to count days, you need to count weeks. The Rambam maintains, Kuf Samach Aleph, source number 4, even though the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lemimni Yom, Mitzvah Lemimni Shavui, have a look at the fourth line, Va'al Yit'achu Amorom, Mitzvah Lemimni Yom, Mitzvah Lemimni Shavui, V'tachshav Shem Shtei Mitzvot. No, they're not two different mitzvahs, one mitzvah. So in the list of Taryag, the Rambam gives only one slot for Sfiras Weimar. Minyan Ayomim, Minyan Shavuos, are not two different mitzvahs. They're two sides of the same coin. Two dinim of the same mitzvah. It is only one mitzvah. But the mitzvah includes Minyan Ayomim and Minyan Shavuos. And the Rambam proves this. And he writes, if it would be two mitzvahs, we should have been saying two brachas. And the fact that we say one brocha proves it's one mitzvah. Maybe at another opportunity, we'll discuss a gewaltige kasha on this Rambam. So how many brochas do you say when you put on tefillin every day in the morning? How many brochas do you say? Two? Are you aware that not everybody says two brochas? So Adam say one brocha, and why is that? Because that's a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo. The Ramo says two brachas. Ashkenazim say two. Sfaradim say one. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Could you guess why the Shulchan Aruch paskins one bracha? What? Could you guess why does the Shulchan Aruch say one bracha? Whom does the Shulchan Aruch always follow? The Rambam. It's a Mishnah Menoches, Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Rosh, two mitzvahs. Eino Ma'akvim Zeh Zeh. If you only have one of the two tefillins, you put it on with a bracha. Everybody agrees. And a minyan of mitzvahs of the Rambam, it's Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. Two mitzvahs, Tfilin Shel Rosh, Tfilin Shel Yad. And the Rambam says one bracha. So why by tefillin, the Rambam says one bracha and two mitzvahs? And by Sfiras Weimar says, if it would be two mitzvahs, we would have been saying two brachas. Why is that? Why is Tfilin Shel Yad, Tfilin Shel Rosh, even though there are two mitzvahs, we say one bracha? So why would Sfiras Weimar be different? But we're not going to discuss that today. Maybe next week, maybe in 2 weeks.
Kol HaLashon.
Fascinating question. Gevaldige kasha. But anyway, the Rambam explains. Minyan Yomim, Minyan Shavuos. One mitzvah, but it has two different parts. We go back to source number 3. Usfartem lechem, the last line. Shetei svire lechol echod ve'echod. Usfartem lochem. Why is it loshen rabim lochem? Shetei svire lechol echod ve'echod. What does that mean? Could a person be yoitze with an other? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you skipped one day, you cannot go on counting with a brocha. And what is a person supposed to do if he skipped a day? He's supposed to be mechamen to be yoitzu with the shliach tzibur. But that is regarding the bracha. Could you be yoyse the svira with the shliach tzibur? It depends. How do you understand this halacha shetei svira lechol echad v'yechad? Rashi, lechol echad v'yechad, shekol echad chayev l'spor. What's the chiddush? Why would we think differently? V'dubar tubam. So v'dubar tubam is loshin yochid. It's not v'dibartem bam, v'dibartu bam. Does everybody need to say Kriya Shema or not? Why do we need a posik by Svira Swami that everybody is mechuyev? Do we have a posik by Kriya Shema that everybody is mechuyev? Pshita. Why not? Tosis explains. Svarta mechem se svina kol echad v'yechod. Gabi yoivel ksevu svarta lachod. They are based in Ka'omar. V'shem e'beizdin soifenu mevochem k'mo she'onu mevochem atzvi'e suwayma. So Tosis explains, there would be a havemina that Tzvi'e suwayma is upon the beizdin, just like Sviras Ashmita v'hayayvel. So I want you to guess, how many mitzvahs are there that depend on counting? Who knows? I doubt you'll guess them all. Of the Taryag, how many mitzvahs are about counting, about Svira? Shmita v'yoivel, Svira suwaymer. Any more? Mila? Don't need to count. You need to do Mila on the eighth day. It's not written anywhere that you need to count. Obviously, if you're not going to count, you're not going to know, but there is no mitzvah to count. Are there any other mitzvahs that you need to count? What? Nida? Zova? Yeah? V'safrala? She needs to count 7 days. One more. Only one more. What? Membeis Masois? That's not a mitzvah. I'm not aware that it's a mitzvah. It's not on the list of the Tayag to count Membeis Masois. One more. Masa Behema? You need to count. Basiri, Yeah, Kodesh. So, Tosis explains, it would be a Habemina, maybe Svir Suwaymer is like Shmita V'yayvel. Shmita V'yayvel is at the pound of Bezdin. Maybe Svir Suwaymer would be the same. And that's why it said, Avusa, Sfartam Lechem. So by Yayvel, the Pesuk says, Usfarto Lacha, Loshen Yochid. Svir Suwaymer, Usfartam Lechem. So Chazal say, even though Shmita V'yayvel is upon the base, the Masvias Oymer is upon the individual. By Kriya Shema, the Torah doesn't need to say Loshen Rabim, because Milsa the Pshita. Like all the other mitzvahs, Shema Voides Ukeil, they are upon the individual. Could you help me give another Sfora? Why would there be a Havamina that Masvias Oymer is different than Kriya Shema? Why would there be a Havamina? The Sviras Woymer is different than Kriya Shema. I think it's a Svara Pshuta. Kriya Shema is Avoidas Ukeil. All the mitzvahs of Avoidas Ukeil goes without saying are upon the individual. Every individual needs to thank HaKadosh Baruch. He needs to say Brochas. He needs to daven. Every individual needs to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that's what Kriya Shema is about. Counting, in its very essence, is not Avodas Ukeil. It's not Shevach, it's not Halel, it's not Bekosha, it's counting into itself, in its essence, is not Avodas Ukeil. The only reason we need to count anything is just to know the number. When a Nida counts 7 days, it's not Avodas Ukeil. She needs to count 7 days and then do Tevila. V'amasa Behema, when we count 10 animals, it's not Avodas Hashem. Asiri Yir Kodesh. So the same is regarding Svias Uweimer. It is the only mitzvah Shebedibur, which in essence is not about Avodas Hashem. Brochus, are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. Hallel is Shevach. But counting is always a means to an end, and it's never an end into itself. The only reason we count anything is because you need to know the number. And therefore, Sfiras Roim is the only mitzvah shebedibur which would be a havamina. It's not upon the individual. Maybe Bez needs to count. We need to know when is Chag HaShavuos. Kamash malan, shetei sfira lechol echad v'yachad. However, some poskim maintain, and that's the Mugen Avraham. Not sure it's on our sheet. I think it is. Yes. Number 13. That by Sfiras Roim we don't say Shomea Ka'oina, and that is the Chiddush Shetei Sfira Ka'echad V'yachad. Not only to teach us that this mitzvah is on the individual, it comes La'afukei Shomea Ka'oina. You can't be Yotzet by hearing another person count. That is the Chiddush Gzeiras HaKosav Shetei Sfira Lekol Echad V'yachad. So the Mugen Avraham writes, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Lispoer ba'atzmoi, ve'im yirtze shomea habrocha mi'ashliach tzibur, v'soifer la'atzmoi. Tzorach she'yisper ba'atzmoi. You can hear the brocha from the shliach tzibur, but you need to count on your own. And the Mugen Avraham quotes that from one of the Rishonim, that's the Sefer HaOgur. And that's his understanding in Shetei Sfira Lekol Echad V'Yachad. But in Tosis we learn, of course you could be Yotze with another person. The Ravu says only, this mitzvah is on the individual, not on the Beis Din, like Shmita V'Yovel, it's on the individual. But how the individual is Makayim the mitzvah, just like any other mitzvah Shebedibur. You could either count with your mouth, or Shomeya Ka'ina. So this is a machloikis in a shoinim, how we understand the drosha of Shetehei Svira Lakol Echad Ve'Echad. Let's have a look in the Sefri, number 7. Sheva Shavois Tisbelacha. And that's the second posuk in Parshas Re'ei. Sheva Shavois Tisbelacha. Bebeisden. Menayin lekol echad v'yachod, Talmid loimer, usvatim lachem, kol echad v'yachod. The Sefri seems to say there are two different mitzvahs in Sfiras Roim. One is on the Beis Din, and the other is on the individual. So, Shiva Shavuos, Tispar Lecha, that's Loshen Yochid. Usvatim lachem, is Loshen Rabim, Shetei Svira Lechol Echad V'Yachad. So this Sefri is an amazing Chiddush. Two different mitzvahs. One is on the Beis Din, and that is Shiva Shavuos Tispalachu Beis Din. And that is why that Pasuk is Loshen Yochid. Usfartem Lochem, Shetei Svira Lechol Echad V'Yachad. Nowhere do we find, not in Rambam, that there's a special mitzvah on the Beis Din, which means the Rosh Beis Din is probably Jewish. So we probably counted in Shul when he davened Maariv. So when exactly is this mitzvah on the Beis Din? In the morning? By night? But it didn't don't sit at night because ain din belayla. So when the Sefri says, Sheva Shavuos Tisbelachu Beis Din, there's a separate mitzvah on the Beis Din that is only Shavuos. Sheva Shavuos Tisbelachu. This pasuk doesn't talk about Yomim. And when exactly does the Beis Din count? And who is Beis Din? All the chaverim of the Beis Din count by themselves, like just any other Jew. So do they need to count twice? And is it the Rosh Beis Din that counts? So, one word could make a gewaldige difference. Source number 8. That's the Hagua Sagra and the Sefri. Sheva Shavuos Tisbelachu. Yochoyel bebeizdin? No. That's a half a minute. Yochoyel bebeizdin? Menayin lekol echad v'yechad? Talmud lemesfarat alachem? No. There is no real din on the bebeizdin. So the Gaon adds one word. Not like our garrison, the Sefri. Shev shev says b'rachu bebeizdin? Menayin lekol echad v'yechad? Yochoyel bebeizdin. Well, a few weeks ago was Pesach. You remember a posik in Agodah Shel Pesach, which sounds similar? Yeah? Yochoyel meroish chodesh, talmud lo yimeh ba'avuzeh, b'shor shesh matzav amorim, enochem lefonecha. Yochoyel meroish chodesh? No, that's a mistake. B'shor shesh matzav. So the Gaon says, Yochoyel bebeizden? No, there's no mitzvah on the bezden. Menayin lekol echad v'yechad. Svartem lochem. So Reb Chaim Evaluzin writes about the Gaon, and he talks about his great Rebbe the Gaon in his introduction to Sefer Tznius and a few different places. And he writes that he heard from the Gaon that he never was magia in Nigla unless he had 15 rayas, 15 proofs that you need to be magia. And a nistar, 150. So I don't know how many proofs the Gaon had when he wrote Yochel, and he added one word. But it makes a lot of sense. And if you would ask my opinion, I don't know, definitely is right. What? Most mitzvahs are beloshen yochid. So, after we have the posik usvartem lachem to teach us that it's on the individual, then the posik in Re goes back to the normal form, like v'dibar tubam. So, I don't have another explanation, but the Gaon says there definitely is no special mitzvah on the basin besides the mitzvah on the individual. We don't find that anywhere in Chazal, or definitely not in the Rambam, and that is why the Gaon adds on one word, Yochel bebezden, menayin lekol echad v'yechad, talmud lo'emeru sfartem lochem shetei sfira lechol echad v'echad. So, we discussed some different aspects of the mitzvah of Sefiras Weimar. There's a lot of material on this sheet which we did not discuss today, and we will not, and maybe, you know, another 2 weeks Parshas Emor is the mitzvah of Sefiras Weimar. Maybe we'll come back to these halachas. But we did discuss some fundamentals. Yomim v'shavuos, one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? The Rambam clearly says one mitzvah. Rabbein Yerucham, choylak al Rambam. Rabbein Yerucham says two mitzvahs. Rabbein Yerucham didn't write Sefer HaMitzvahs. If he would have written Sefer HaMitzvahs, then in his Sefer HaMitzvahs we would find two slots for Sefiras HaMitzvahs, not one. Minyan Yom, Minyan Shavuos. How does he deal with the Rambam's argument? Two mitzvahs should have two brachas. Rabbein Yerucham says, yes. Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYukayim, there were two brachas. Yes. So why don't we say two brachas? Because Bezman is the minyan Shavuos of Zeichel HaMikdash, and we don't say a bracha on Zeichel HaMikdash, just like we don't say a bracha on Koreich v'Leil HaSeder, because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. But when the Beis HaMikdash HaYukayim and we brought Korban Oimer, there were two brachas. And I wonder, what was the nusach of two brachas? How would we know? Because Rabbein Yerucham, unlike the Rambam, doesn't write what's not Nogea Bisman Hazeh. But it is clear to me the Nusach HaBrocha was different. You can't say twice Al Shekadishonu B'mitzvoy Sivet Simon Al Tzvi Yisroimah. You can't say the same Brocha twice. Doesn't make sense. So the Nusach definitely was Asher Kadishonu B'mitzvoy Sivet Simon Al Nisporet Yemeya Omer. And then another Brocha Asher Kadishonu B'mitzvoy Sivet Simon Al Tzvi Shavuos HaOimah. And you can't say two brochas before you count, because brocha number two would be a hefsek after brocha number one. So probably what they did was, אשר כראשון במסוי של סיבונו, על ספירס ימי האומר, היום שמוני יום הם לא אומר. You don't mention the Shavuos, because the brocha is on the days. And then he makes another brocha, אשר כראשון במסוי של סיבונו, על ספירס שבועס האומר. And what does he say? היום, can't say שמוני יום הם, because you already said שמוני יום הם. היום שבוע אחד. שבוע אחד ויום אחד? No. This is not a brocha on Yomim, it's only a brocha on Shavuos. So maybe they didn't say this brocha only number 7, 14, 21, and 28, and only when you finish a week, not a middle of the week. Maybe they did say all week, Hayom Shavuot Echad, till next week. We'll need to wait a bit to know exactly what type of a brocha they said, and I think even if we wait, we'll never know. Because probably the halacha will be in accordance to the Rambam and not according to the Rabbein Yerucham. So maybe if we could find Rabbein Yerucham's shul, and I don't know how he will count, maybe we will solve this dilemma. Yes, one of the proofs he brings that it's one mitzvah is the fact that we mention Yomim between one week and the other. If Rabbeinu Yerucham will agree to this argument, then according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, we would only be makayim this mitzvah, we'd only make a brocha once a week, only when we finish an entire week. So let me share with you a thought. Whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, there are two halakim to this mitzvah, minyan hayomim and minyan hashavuos. Minyan hayomim keneged ma, minyan ha-shavuos keneged ma. Many gedolim throughout the ages wrote that mem tes yemei ha-svira are associated with mem ches devorim sha-toyre nikneis bohem. The B'slo Salantar, the Musar giant, actually demanded from this Talmidim, and he said, every day of svira you need to work on one of Memches Dvorim Shatoyre Nikneis Bohem. And whenever I share this thought, I say, why didn't Chazal say Atoyre Nikneis Bohem Mem Tes Dvorim? My drasha would be so perfect, would be amazing. Mem Tes Yemei Svira Keneged Mem Tes Dvorim Shatoyre Nikneis Bohem. And I could easily suggest another one, you know, to fill in the list. That would be relatively easy. But if Chazal say a Torah Niknes B'mem Ches Devorim, that is Ruach HaKodesh. And it's not just they threw a number. And if Chazal say a Torah Niknes B'mem Ches Devorim, Aleihem Ein Lohosif, U'mehem Ein Legroya. Like the lotion of the first Mishnah in Megillah. Mem Ches Devorim, Loi Pochais V'lo Yoiso. But still, the numbers are so close that many Gedolim felt they must have a Kesher. So Rabbi Shmuel Salanter said, what do we do with the extra day? That's for Chazorah. We need one day for Chazorah. Gishmak Avort, but not more than a Gishmak Avort. It definitely is not what it really means. Because we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa on one hand, Mem Tes Yemei Svira. We're dealing with a Brice on the other hand, Mem Ches Devorim. Chazorah is a yeshiva sheminig. It's not a din. It's not a diuraisa. No. But the Chiddush Arim also connects Mem Ches Kinyon HaTorah with Mem Tes Yemei Svira. The Maral Meprag, hundreds of years ago, says the same. So my feeling would be it's more likely that the extra day is not the last day. Maybe it's the first day. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. So before you even embark on this journey, of Mem Ches Dvorim SheTorah Niknes Bohem, the first day is Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Rabbeinu Yoni writes in his Parshas Novos, La'olam lo tishkon ha-Torah. If you don't have Derech Eretz, you're not going anywhere. If you don't have Derech Eretz, You'll never get there. So maybe the first day is the day of Esboininis and Derech Eretz Kodmo L'Toyra. And only from day number two we embark on the journey of Memches Vorem Shatoyra Niknes Man. That is Minyan Ayamim. What's Minyan Ashevois? The Zohar in Parshas Emor says, Sheva Shavuos Kenegid Sheva Nekiyim DeZovo. And like a Zovo is Oyle Metumel Tahara V'Sheva Nekiyim, we are Oyle Metumel Tahara Sheva Shavuos. The very fast, are you aware, probably you are aware, that the Rambam is Messiah, every one of you Dalet Svorim Mishnah Torah with Melech Hasidus. The last halacha in all the 14 sections of Mishnah Torah is always Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Chasidus, Divrei Musa. The last halacha in Sefer Tahara is Mekvois, and the very last halacha in Mekvois that Rambam writes. Just like a person cannot be oile metume saguf le tahara saguf only with water, and there is memso and mikveh, a person cannot be oile metumas anefesh, letaharas anefesh only with water. And that is Torah Shanim Shel Olamayim, Mehadat. And that is the last Alochan Sefer Tahara. So the Zaya Kodesh says, like a nida, a zova, is oile metumas letahara only by counting 7 days, that is the Sheva Shavuos Tispolocho. So there are two different darkei hachana to Kabbalah Satoira. One is Minyan Ayomim, and that is the Mem Ches Devoram Shatoira Niknais Behem. The other is Avoides HaTaharo, Avoides HaKedusha, Avoides HaChasidus, coming closer to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Lalo Yismetume LeTahara. Klal Yisrael HaMitzlayim, or Mem Tes Sharei Tumah, writes the Ari. And in those days they achieved the highest Medregis of Taharas and Nefesh and Kedusha, and that is the Avoida of Sheva Shavuos Tispoilacho. So before we mentioned that in every Siddur you have the Lashem Yichud and also the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you probably noticed in all the Siddurim there are Sheva Sfirois, and every night we count in other Sfira. So let me share with you, what are these Sheva Sfirois about? And what I say now, you don't need to be a big mekubal. These are just very fundamental topics that are Kabbalistic topics, but everybody could understand. It's Devarim Pshutim. Sefer Yetzirah, we learn about Eser Sfirois. Keser Chochma Bina, Chesed Gevura Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. Those are Eser Sfirois. Eser Sfirois is the Sprach of the Mekuborim. But those 10 Sfirois are actually the same as Asora Mamores Nivrahu Oilam, and that is a Mishnah Pereke of Mesechet Avos. O Oilam Nivra Basora Mamores. So what we call in Nigla Asora Mamores, we refer to in Kabbalah as Eser Sfirois. But Asora Mamores are just 10 times in Parshas Bereishis, in which it says, Vayoyma Elohim. Eser Sfirois have names. Kesa Chochma Bino Netzach Hoyin Yisoyin Malchus. Usually, B'Kolon Hageya to our Avoida, we only talk about Sheva, and not about 10. Why is that? Sfirois, why do we have 7 weeks? And the Sfiras are only Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyin, Yisoyin Malchus. We skip Kesach, Chochma, Bina. The same Chag Sukkos, 7 days. Shivu Ushpizin. Every night, we invite another giant to our Sukkah. Who are they? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that's Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes. Moshe Aaron is Netzach, Hoyin. Yosef David is Yisoyin and Malchus. Once again, we skip the top three. Dalad Minim, number 7, right? 3 Adasim, 2 Arovis, 1 Esteg, 1 Lulavis, 7. And the Riyah says these 7 are connected Sheva Sfirois. The reason is, Kesa Chochma Bina belong to Olam Atzilus. Humans can't touch so high. We don't get that high. And that is why Kesach Chochma Bina is beyond the realm of our Avodah. That's in the Ramak, in the Ari, and the Gaon writes it many times in Sefer Tzniyos. So our Avodah centers on Sheva Sfirois. What are Sfirois? So for thousands of years we've been learning about Esa Sfirois, and nobody really knows what's the translation of Sfira. In Lashon Kodesh, Sfira is counting. Are we supposed to count? I asked before how many mitzvahs are associated with counting. Nobody said Esa Sfirois. Do we need to count? Each of these spheres have a name, not a number. So what does spheres mean? Nobody really knows. Some Mefarshim say it's a lotion of Evan Sapir, which is a gem, which is a stone that shines. But regardless of how we translate spheres, fundamentally, the Etzes spheres are Tzinoris HaShefa, by which a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Shefa Eloki, to be Makayim the Bria. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That is how He sustains the world. That is how He is Machadish B'tuvoy B'kol Yom Tumed Masa Bereishis. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov, and he teaches his Talmidim a new aspect about Shiva Sfiris. And the Baal Shem Tov explains that Chesed Gevura Teferes Netzach Hoyd Yisoyd Malchus are not only Tzinuris HaShefa Me'ele Letato, it's a two-way street. These are also Tchunis B'Nefesh HaAdam. These are our Midas. And every Yiddish and Neshama, we have Chesed and Gevura and Teferes. Nesach and Hoid are Kesed Torah and Kesed Kohuno. Malchus is Kabbalah Zohar, Malchus Shemayim. Yesoid is Kedushas HaBris. So the Baal Shem Tov teaches his Talmidim, these Sheva Sfiras are not only something we daven for and we hope for. It is part of your Avodah. You need to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Chesed, with Gvura, with Teferes, with Netzach, learn Torah, Kvoida Kahuna, Kedusha Sabris, Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shamayim. And when we do so, that is the Itarusa Galatata. And our Avodah goes up to the heavens, and that is Mashpia, Yeridas HaShefa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Sheva Eloki to keep us going and to keep the world going. And that is the Avoida of Sheva Sfiris. So, let's wrap this up. Mem Tes Yemei HaSfira Minyan HaYomen, our Kinyan Torah, Mem Chesvorim SheTorah Nikneis Behem, Minyan HaShevois, our Kedusha, Tahara, like the Zohar says, like a zava she'olam etum al tahara. And what's our avodah? How do we do that with Sheva Sfiris? Every day has its unique avodah, associated with Chesed, with Gvura, with Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, and Malchus. Those are tchunis benefesh ha'odam, by which we are dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Shefa Elyon, Shefa Kodesh, Shefa Eloki to the entire Bria. So mitzvah lemimni yoimo, mitzvah lemimni shevoi. Two separate counts and two different seder avoida. Yirotzen, we should be able to utilize and take advantage of these days and come closer to Kabbalah Satoira. So Sfiras HaOyim is like a huge ladder. And this ladder has 49 steps. The foot of the ladder is in Mitzrayim. The top of the ladder leads all the way up to Har Sinai. And every day, we take one more step. One more step on this journey, one more step closer to Har Sinai. And the days of Sfira, the days of Achana, the Kabbalah Satayra. Yeratzen Shiech Elkeinu Amon. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.